Ghostly Talk!
Oh, that's nice.
No kidding, huh?
Yeah. Broadcasting from the world-famous Haunted Winery here in Warren, Michigan, this is Ghostly Talk on December 2nd, 2007.
Ghostly Talk is independently produced every Sunday night from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to converse about all things that are paranormal. For more info, go to...
Smiles, everybody, smiles!
For more info, go to www.ghostlytalk.com. I almost made it.
Cool, tonight, open lines for the first hour, be gentle.
Yes, please.
Then the celebrity psychic Nancy Bradley joins us in the second hour. Topping off the night, our good friend James A. Willis from Ohio, who returns after... Is he from Ohio?
I think he is.
After a long absence.
What a sad, sad, sad week.
Well, what a great way to open the show.
I know, we should do that more often.
That
I love
absolutely
it.
Absolutely awesome. What a great tribute.
Yeah, man. It's getting better, I gotta say. But even the bosses at work knew my sadness, Doug.
Oh, I believe it. I believe it. I know I did.
Listen to Carlos rip it there.
Yeah.
What a bummer. Now, the three of you who know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah. And anybody who's read your blog.
Yeah, you know, actually, and I think I stated that in my blog. It's very unfortunate that I have to be inspired to write in the wake of something like this.
As a matter of fact, your blogs appear to be...
Right now.
Obituaries.
The last one was for Steve Irwin, and this one is for Kevin DeBrow. Of Quiet Riot.
Yeah.
And, this was like Monday morning.
Yeah.
I told you, Doug, I think I called you later in the day, and I was like, we were cranking out the work like we usually do, and I took like a 5-minute eye break to read my metal news stuff I always read every day, and first thing I see is confirmed Kevin DeBrow passes away at 52, singer Quiet Riot. This was one of those weeks, though. If you noticed, there were a few deaths this week. Evel Knievel passed away on the 30th, which was freaky. And then the other sports guy, I don't know, the football player.
Yeah. He looks right at me.
Some well, you might know.
I don't watch football.
Yeah.
The football player.
Yeah. I don't know their name.
He passed away.
I don't
away.
Even know their team.
Someone else passed away, too, I thought, also.
There was somebody.
Somebody, but it comes in threes, they yeah. always say. And this is what happens. It's really weird. Maybe it's because when one person passes away...
it's like a yawn? Is that where you're going?
Yeah, it's like a yawn. No, maybe what I was actually going to say is maybe when one person that's like, you know, really close to you or you look up to passes away, you're hypersensitive to this kind of
that
stuff and you notice
too.
It all.
That
you know
could
mean?
Be too.
But yeah, Kevin DeBrow passed away. I've heard a lot. There's been a lot of news on this, actually, and I'm going to keep it brief, Doug, I promise.
No, that's okay.
There's been a lot of news on this.
Let's
and the first, the first thing we heard was that he was found deceased in his apartment on Sunday night, about an hour. It would have been about 4 hours before we went on the air here, because he's in California. There in Reno, Nevada, I believe. That's where he's living at, which is still 3 hours ahead of us, or about 3 hours ahead of us.
Right.
So it would have been about 2 p.m. our time. He was discovered in his apartment, passed away. And then I read another news report that says now, and this was just stuff on blabbermouth.net, I'll pimp them, those guys are good, that they said, another report came in that said he was actually passed away for 6 days.
Wow.
Before he was discovered in his apartment.
I think people would actually send somebody to my house if I didn't sign on to MySpace in 6 days.
You know, well, now they would, but in the past it wasn't. And,
yeah, that's true.
Well,
despite the fact that, you know, Quiet Riot is not like the huge, massive rock band they were in the 80s, he's still Kevin DeBrow, and you think, and that's why I found that unsettling, because he was engaged, and I think after 6 days, someone would have been like putting their feelers out, going, "Hey, I haven't heard from Kevin in a few days here. What's going on?"
Right.
Again, that's just it's part of the news, and I don't know if it's true or not, but it's one of the things I saw, and it was kind of disturbing. Regardless of the fact, though, a huge part of my childhood is gone now.
Mm-hmm.
Really, and I know you too, Bonnie, because you're into the wolf rock like I am.
Oh, yes,
I'm not quite as wolf rock as you are, but Quiet Riot, I think Quiet Riot was that band, like Motorhead, where they kind of like brought everybody together.
Yep.
Because they were a hard band, but they were still kind of a glam band and all that
mm-hmm.
stuff. So all of us kind of had common ground with Quiet Riot. I think even you were whoa, dude.
Oh, yeah.
And Doug's like, you know, beep, boop, beep, boop. You know, you're into that stuff. Like, you know. Still, Quiet Riot had this thing, you know. I mean, they were a huge monster guerrilla rock band. And, I mean, just go to Satan's website. Or, actually, I have it up on the Ghostly site, Talk site, too. I did a little blog on it and talked about my childhood. I'd like to hear other people's experiences, too, maybe. You know,
yeah.
I know it's not part of the go. Well, you know, again,
well,
it still ties
what
in.
I
That's
thought
weird,
was hilarious
dude.
Was
yeah.
you actually dug through your private photo
yeah.
connection.
Yeah.
And you found a picture. Is it you guys in a movie studio?
No, we're actually at, I remember this, Page Middle School.
Okay.
In Madison Heights, Michigan. Anybody who's local, if you know that, email me so we can talk. Page Middle School. I spent 1 year there before my family moved to Troy. And I went to a different middle school. But I spent 1 year there, and I grew up with all those kids. And the kid sitting next to me with the blonde hair, that's Stephen Michaels, who was like a good friend of mine growing up. Really cool kid.
Oh,
and,
yeah. Isn't he... the lead singer.
No, this
and
is.
And he gets caught, like, in the bathrooms a lot. George Michael. Oh,
that's George Michael.
Michael.
What?
Oops, wrong one.
No, not. This is Steven's way cooler
George
than that.
Whatever.
The guy with his head turned is Philip Bertolini, who actually emailed me. I have him on my MySpace thing.
Wow.
And he emailed me when he saw that picture, because I put it up on my, like, my default picture or whatever.
Yeah.
Thing. And he's like, "Oh, my God, what a cool picture, man." He's like, "I remember that stupid shirt. You used to wear that thing like 3 days out of the 5 day week at school, man." He's like, "Oh, my God, what a blast from the past. Look at Steven's stupid hair. My God, you know."
Yes.
So, I when I was thinking about this on Monday night, I was just like kind of like, you know, drooping around here at the winery. And I'm like, I know I have a picture of me with my Quiet Riot shirt. I wore that thing every day.
Essentially, chances are any pictures of you during that period would have been of you in the Quiet Riot t-shirt.
Pretty much,
yeah.
Statistically speaking.
I've seen a lot of them.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you've seen them.
Oh, you did scrapbooking with his mom.
I did.
Yeah. Well, this is one of that. And then I actually pulled it out of one of those scrapbooks, too.
Not bad.
One of those things. And I remembered it was somewhere, and I had to crank through a couple of them, but I found it. And I did like the poor man's, like, because I don't have a scanner anymore.
Yeah.
So I did like the poor man's.
Oh, you took a photo of it?
Took a picture of it, and I, you know, my camera takes like, it's like 8.3 megapixels, so it's really big. So I took that picture and cropped it off real nice, so it looks like a real picture again.
Oh, that's awesome.
So it came out all right, but and check that out if you want. Yeah, I think a lot of people are bummed about this. You know, it's, mm-hmm. it really bummed me out because, like I said, that was Mental Health, that album. I have it on vinyl and CD and cassette, you name it, I have it all.
Paper tape.
Paper, yeah.
Punch
just
cards.
Punch cards, yeah.
I have it on everything.
I have it on everything.
Cause they wrote it on a...
I even have it in Braille.
Yes, in Braille.
But that album and that band was a huge part of my life growing up, and probably one of the bands responsible for me getting into, like, you know, developing a love for heavy music and stuff like that. So, yeah, rest in peace, Kevin DeBrell. I don't know what else to say about that. Before I start crying, because I'm honestly that bummed about it right
now.
Oh,
I know. I started tearing up there while you were playing it. I'm like, ooh,
yeah.
What
well,
a way to
here's
start.
The
you
thing,
left that as a surprise.
I did leave it as a surprise. On Monday, because I heard, you know, wait, was it Tuesday morning?
Yeah.
You know, I heard this news, so I, of course, fill my CD thing with Quiet Riot stuff.
Yeah.
Just to kind of listen to it, right? And I was sitting at work on Tuesday, and I had my little earbud in. You see me with the little earbud thing
yeah.
on, and I'm like, you know, working away, and all of a sudden, from Metal Health, there's a song called Thunderbird.
Yeah,
and it's like, you know what I'm talking
yes,
about?
Yes, I do.
You know the you know like Spread Your Wings.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, I couldn't. One of our coworkers walked up to me.
Was it a quick like, ooh, I gotta go to the bathroom real quick?
I was so close to that.
I've done that.
I was
I've
so
like...
close to that, man. I'm listening to the lyrics of this song, and it's like basically Kevin saying, I'm gone. You know what I mean?
Well,
and a coworker came up to me, and literally I was like, excuse me, just give me 1 second, okay? And he was like, what the hell's wrong with you, dude?
Yeah,
man, but it was a real, just a heavy. Heavy.
Oh, my God. The first heavy. Time I heard John Pertwee passed away,
mm-hmm.
which, of course, was not true the first time I heard it, I was, like, a mess for hours. I was absolutely... He was the third Doctor
yeah.
of Doctor Who and
yeah.
One of my favorites.
Mm-hmm.
And I swear I was a mess for hours on end. And nobody, I like, Mom,
yeah.
it said on the internet that John Pertwee passed away. Of course, she's like, oh,
well,
honey.
We've talked
I mean,
about,
what's she going to
yeah.
say?
We've but talked about people passing away
he
before.
He hadn't, and then,
mm-hmm.
you know, eventually.
We've but. Talked about people passing away before here, people that are close to us, you know, as far as, you know, music or
mm-hmm.
celebrities and stuff like that. And, you know, I talked to Mom all about it. Like, Monday night after. I'm like, Mom, you'll never believe what happened. And she's like, see, and you used to make fun of me when, you know, I'd see a picture of Elvis, or I'd see a picture of John Lennon when you were a kid, and you'd wonder why I started crying. And it's like, because those people were idols of her time,
mm-hmm.
different generation. And to this day, she still gets upset when she sees a picture of John Lennon and stuff like that, because the Beatles were so huge to her growing up. So, yeah.
Yeah, you can't get them on Rhapsody. I tried. You can't.
We talked about this.
I did.
But, yeah, just rest in peace, Kevin DeBrow. I hope everything works out, and respect to his family, too. You know, and this is a tough time for them. And I think Kevin touched a lot of people, so that's what I have to say concerning Kevin DeBrow.
Area code 605-475-8590 is our phone number.
Mm-hmm.
Give it a ring, and then dial. Yeah, and then dial 555-something. 1081. 555-1081.
Yeah.
So 605-475-8590, and then after the lady asks you for it, 555-1081, followed by the pound sign,
mm-hmm.
and you are on our listener line. I'm paying for it. Use it. Okay? if we see you raise your hand by pressing
1-1. Corporate's paying for it.
I know.
Come on. You know that.
Well, once you're on the line, if you press 1-1, we'll see your hand raised, and we might
yeah.
bring you on, because we've got a whole hour to talk about stuff.
Well, we got 45 minutes now.
Well,
I'm just glad about
minutes.
Kevin DeBrow for the last 15 minutes.
There you go.
Still plenty of time.
Saturday. Speaking of music, let's stay on the music thing. Okay?
All right. Yeah, yeah.
Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
Tone and Niche.
Mm-hmm.
CD release party.
Mm-hmm.
Shock of the Century, the CD's called Rust.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was called Brand New World. Oops. Anyway.
Artists do that.
I guess. And however, I had a blast. I went alone in the ice and snow.
Sorry about that, dude.
That's fine.
I had to go out to Amber's house this weekend.
Absolutely fine.
Take care of some
business. Not a problem. I went alone. I had a great time.
Yeah.
Evidently, the Kaju Cafe is... I had had conflicting reports.
About what?
Conflicting reports. Some people told me, oh, are you going to go have mussels?
Mussels?
At the Kaju Cafe. And I'm like, no, I'm going for a CD release party.
I've had coffee there.
And they're like, oh, well, they're famous for their mussels. And then I heard people say, oh, are you going for their frog legs? And I'm like,
I didn't know this was Red Lobster. I thought it was just a cafe to hang out and see bands play.
I said, no, I'm going for the CD release party. And they're like, oh, well, we think they're famous for their frog legs. Well, it turns out they don't serve frog legs.
Yeah,
so they must be, and they do serve mussels. So they must be famous for their mussels, but
apparently.
I did not have any.
No, I wouldn't either. Those things will destroy you.
Yeah,
I've seen The Sopranos one too many times to understand that those things will make you so sick. I won't go near them.
So I did not actually have anything other than diet sodas at the Cadu Cafe.
Yeah, yeah.
And a lot of good music.
Good.
Ian Lee Lamb opened up, and then followed by Tone and Niche. I left just before they were done because it was getting to be almost 1 o'clock, and you know,
they were jamming out late, weren't they?
Yeah, and my ride turns into a pumpkin at 1 a.m., so I had to get home really quick. But I have to say, good. I did use my four-wheel drive.
Oh, you finally put that to good use.
Can we comment on that for just 1 minute?
Yeah.
What's that?
Okay. Scott, have you lived in Michigan your whole life?
Yeah.
Doug, native here. Have you lived in Michigan your whole life?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I have, too. Do you know how to drive in snow?
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you?
Yes.
I do, too. Why do people forget how to drive in snow every
Because they're
year?
Stupid. I told you this over and over
year.
Again.
And the same
stupid.
Thing happens when it rains.
You should have seen all the carnage on the freeway today coming back. I saw there's cars all over the place.
Tonight,
and I told you about what happened to me on the way home, Doug, already.
Yes.
Can I tell it really quick? Just a really
you brake checked her.
I brake checked somebody today.
Did you really?
Poor girl.
This girl's behind me, up my rear end. Yeah, up my rear end, riding my tail. I'm doing almost 80 miles an hour in this crappy weather trying to get home. And I finally just had enough of it, so I brake checked her. And she's on her cell phone, of course, right? So I brake checked her, and she didn't know how to handle that, apparently. She, like, takes the wheel and cranks it to the right, and there's a car next to her. Mm. So she nearly takes out the car next to her. Thank God that guy was looking.
No, oh, geez.
And she comes back, so now I'm like, oh, wow, that really sucks. I could have caused an accident. I get over in the right lane and enjoy her coming by as I stare at her like, yeah, you see, that's what happens when you tailgate old people, right? So, yeah.
But, I mean,
people with maximum insurance rule the road.
I got good insurance.
The point of it is, today it was just, it's raining. That's it, raining. It's not freezing rain. It's not snow. It's just raining.
But
people were doing 45 miles an hour on the freeway.
Wow.
It was, but you know what, though, Bonnie, I got to say, I did like 200 miles in this stuff today.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like coming across the state, as far as Michigan's concerned, it was zero visibility in some spots. I could barely see in front of
the car. Oh, I could see clearly.
Nothing. Coming out from 96, I could barely see anything.
I can comment from downriver to here. It was clear as a bell, just raining. There
was
no excuse for people to drive.
Well, yeah, hear me, but coming off.
If you can't drive, stay in your house. That's all I got to say. Stay off.
It was terrible. I mean, whatever's going on this side of the state, the east side, it's fine, but coming from one side of the state to the other, it was horrendous coming here.
If you can drive.
Yeah.
And you'll be in or around or can be in or around Detroit on Tuesday night.
Yeah.
I think it's Tuesday. When is December 4th?
December 4th is Tuesday night.
Tuesday night.
Yeah.
At 7:30 p.m.
December 4th is Monday.
Today is the 2nd.
Today is the
2nd. It's a Sunday.
Okay, never mind. It's Tuesday.
Oh, don't pay attention to my computer's calendar. That could be anything. So
nice.
Tuesday, December 4th at 7:30 p.m. at the Royal Oak Music Theater. No, the Royal Oak Main Art Theater.
Yeah, yeah.
The Main Art Theater in Royal Oak.
Mm-hmm.
That's when the Mitten Movie Project is showing, what are they calling it? Blah, blah, blah. Running Time.
What's that?
Running Time. It's a Bruce Campbell movie.
Oh, Bruce Campbell.
Yeah, he's in it, I guess. But this was, you know, Michigan, completely Michigan-based, you know.
Oh, cool.
You know, Michigan directed,
I love
produced,
Bruce.
Written, et cetera, et cetera.
I love his work on the Budweiser tips training videos, by the way. Bruce, if you're listening, love your work in those movies.
It's $10 to go
cheap.
See a movie, you know, made, thought, directed, everything here in Michigan.
Yeah, with the mighty Bruce Campbell, too. You
with
can't.
The mighty Bruce Campbell. So
Troy Taylor's a big Bruce Campbell fan, too.
Well, maybe he'll be there. The Mitten Movie.
Yeah, I'm sure he'll be here.
The Mitten Movie Project, Main Art Theater in Royal Oak,
yeah.
December 4th at 7:30 p.m. $10.
Wow.
I don't know if I'm going. I'd love to meet the people from Mitten Movie Project. But at the same time, I've got lots to do, so I'm
I can't use the excuse. I'm Christmas shopping. Yeah, no, I'm done.
Oh, yeah?
I told you that already. I was bragging earlier.
Yes, you were.
What else is going on, Doug? You got a huge list.
I do. You know, this is something that I, well, okay. I'm going to go backwards through my list, because that was actually the fourth thing. I'm going to go to the third thing.
This is a full page here, people.
This is hilarious. I'm going to go to the second thing. I'm going to jump. No, to the top thing.
All right, okay.
The Dark Darlings. The Dark Darlings.
Who are the Dark
Darlings? Women Radio.
Oh, yeah! Amy and Christy.
Amy and Christy.
Yeah.
Are announcing they're going to 2 hours starting Thursday at 7 p.m.
Amy, Christy, call me. I want to make sure, because I put them in touch with a friend of ours.
Oh, yeah?
I'll tell you about it later.
Oh.
Friend of ours.
Oh.
A good friend of ours.
Mm.
Close friend of ours.
We have.
Bonnie?
Close
friend? No, not Bonnie.
Well, then there's nobody.
Then there's nobody. I lied. A complete make. I made the whole thing up.
We just like
2 hours.
Sean? Our friends.
Sean. 2 hours. 2 hours.
That's our
2 hours.
Difference.
Phenomenal.
So their podcast is going to 2 hours. They're, of course, still on Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
So you go to blogtalkradio.com/league_of. I don't know if it's underline or hyphens, but, you know, whatever. League of Extraordinary Paranormal Women.
I think it's all run together.
So, and no, it's got little underlines or hyphens. I don't know. I can't tell from what I wrote.
Right.
But there you go. League of Extraordinary Paranormal Women. I'm sure if you search Blog Talk, you'll come up with them.
Mm-hmm.
The Dark Darlings of Parawomen Radio. 2 hours starting this
couple
Thursday
of cool
7.
Ladies right there. Love them to death. Check them out.
There you go. Good luck to you guys.
Yes.
The folks at Tobin and Luke, I talked about them last week,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, while I was at the Tone and Niche thing,
mm-hmm,
their stuff was premiering on the internet. They did that Ghost Diaries.
Yeah, yeah.
And it premiered. Well, they're, of course, now they're all over the Satan space saying that, you can go to their website and watch it.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to plug it real quick. It's parachannel.com.
Cool.
www.parachannel.com.
Uh-huh.
You can watch their investigations in their serial style.
Yeah.
Independent show.
Yeah.
Ghost Diaries. And
good to
so
see that.
I want you to know also, if you go to parachannel.com,
mm-hmm,
you'll notice that there's a list of internet talk shows.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The favorite, of course, is Darkness Radio.
Cool. Well, Dave's awesome.
That's their top pick is Darkness Radio, and I'm like, go Dave!
Yeah, you know? Dave's awesome.
Their viewer's choice,
mm-hmm,
is the Ghost Man and Demon Hunter show.
Ah! What the hell's going on with that? All right.
But we are listed third. So.
Oh, we're third.
Yay,
all right. Yeah,
yay,
great.
Yay.
We get the bronze medal. Wonderful.
No, but
no, cool.
I wanted to say that that's exactly what I want to see happen.
Yeah,
I want to see people find the kind of podcast that works for them and with them and that they like.
Because, yeah, yeah,
because
totally.
We get hate mail as well as fan mail. And
in piles.
And I love the hate mail.
Yes, I know you do.
We laugh for days about that stuff. Keep it coming.
But I have to say, the hate mail is, I answer it every way, every time, or the same way every time, I should say. And
as opposed to me, where I just go, oh, look at that. Oh, I accidentally deleted it. It's gone.
Oh, my God, I hit delete on that.
Please send all your hate mail to Bonnie at ghostlytalk.com.
I tell everybody that, I want to see people not give up on podcasts just because they run across one that's not for them. Because,
yeah, they don't like.
Not all of these shows are for everybody. And,
mm-hmm,
and I have to say, I like Dave a lot. I like, of course, Nathan and Sean a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So woohoo!
Yeah,
not
check
bad
them
to be
all
third
out
to them.
Check them all out, definitely.
We were still first.
Good God!
I knew that was coming
chronologically, but then again, we're aging.
Yeah, we're old.
We're aging. We are old in this market, you know.
Well, we need to start getting with it, man. We got to find out what's cool and hip.
We need
nowadays
to play Quiet Riot every week.
We need to play. No, well, yeah, that's like from like 1983.
Oh,
that's even aging us more.
Hmm.
We need to find some of that stuff with the guys with the swished over hair and the tight pants and stuff.
No.
They love
no
that.
No.
Well, that's hip, though.
I will slip my wrist during the show if you start playing.
That's hip, though, man.
What would your nieces have us play or have us do? Talk to who would they be hip and cool? Who's
yeah?
And
we
cool
got we gotta them? Get we gotta get hip here.
Music wise,
Anything wise.
Oh Lord, do we have to get into this conversation? Oh, by the way, tomorrow's Samantha's birthday. Happy birthday, honey! I love you.
Happy birthday, Sam.
Sorry, that's my niece.
No, that's cool.
It just popped into my head, so.
We gotta find out what's hot now, the hottest music out there, so we can make ourselves hip again.
Oh, well.
We all need to get the emo cuts going, dude.
Yeah.
I gotta cut my hair off.
I am not getting an emo cut.
I gotta cut my hair short and comb it over or something.
Everybody's got one.
Yeah, come on. We'll do promo pictures, all the pressed and stuff. Like,
you know. Oh, it'll be all depressed.
We'll do them like with the camera thing, you know, down, you know, we grab it.
Absolutely. We take them ourselves.
There you go.
Another couple of months and I hope to look emaciated.
I've done a lot of stupid things for this show, but I draw the line at that.
The best part is you gotta get those nylons to put on your arms. I've always loved that touch.
Oh, okay.
Nothing says kick my ass like nylons on your forearms.
Itchy. I mean, do I have to shave my forearms first? Or
no, they're actually nice.
Oh, okay.
That's from Halloween talking from me. At least.
Ah, okay.
So I'm going to leave that at that.
2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
2 weeks from now.
Yeah.
Yours truly, moi,
mm-hmm.
Monsieur Semig,
mm-hmm.
will be on Encounters.
Oh, really?
Yes. I will be live on Encounters Radio immediately following.
Tim is the man.
Yeah, I agree. Immediately following Ghostly Talk.
Yeah.
I'll make sure I don't listen to that because I hear you all the time.
But you don't hear him on a garbled phone line, though.
Right.
No,
well, right. Anyway, this is penciled in. I don't know if it's inked in yet because I haven't, you know, but we did talk about it on the phone, and he does want to talk to me about my experiences at Whispers.
Yeah, definitely.
So I'll be talking about Whispers Estate and my, you know, because I've had time to think about it now. And I've got some theories that I'm running with that try and, you know, make it in my head, you know, like what happened and how it affects my worldview, kind of thing. So anyway, if you want more information on that show, on Encounters Paranormal Radio Series, which of course airs, over quite a large section of Florida on the air, and then on the internet, they actually have a video stream of it. You go to www.timyancey.com. That's TimYancey.com.
I think there's another URL for it, too, but that'll work also.
Well, yeah, you go to Tim Yancey, it gets you there.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly.
Which is awesome. Yeah, I know. I couldn't remember the other one, and I didn't have that bookmarked. I just have TimYancey.com bookmarked, so I'm like, well, that's what I'm copying down.
It's easier.
Those are my notes.
Those are your notes.
Those are my notes.
And boy, did you time that one good. We had like a minute and a half left.
Because there was not all that much going on MySpace. Or Satan's.
You just got flipped. Was that the middle?
No. That was the ring finger. She's showing me some.
We used to do that in elementary.
She made, I guess.
Speaking of nostalgia, we used to do that in elementary school with the teachers because they couldn't get us in trouble.
Really?
Yeah, we used to do it with the teacher because it wasn't the middle finger, right?
Yeah.
So we couldn't go to detention or stay on the wall or anything like that.
Wow.
So
I was so dense in middle school and previous, I probably would have stuck up like my pinky or something and they'd have been like, okay, he's retarded.
Yeah, but they could punish you back then.
Well, that's true. They come and cut it off at that
point. I spent a month on the wall.
They could beat
time.
You. That was like back in 1800 and froze to death.
Yes,
now they
was.
Can't do that.
As a matter of fact, what they did, they put your butt to work.
Wow! Sorry, guys.
Ooh.
That was a slip. I said the A word, though, already. All right, we have to watch it. We'll have to be careful. How'd you do that?
I have been broadcasting for how long? And I'm.
Oh, I just said the A word, too.
Let me try it again.
I love the fact that I think I'm the only one that hasn't slipped.
I slip every week.
What are the odds?
I know.
I'm
the one with the worst mouth.
Well, that's how you got to stay hip right there.
Three-letter word.
That's how we're staying. We got a customer.
Oh, we have to push the limits of the FCC.
We have to push the envelope, man. We got to be extreme.
They're going to love to hear that in Arizona and Florida and Utah and everywhere we're aired.
We
got to
be extreme. That's it.
Although that can be said on regular radio, so it's not a big deal.
Oh, okay, good.
They do say that.
I just didn't. I didn't study it.
I think I found. It, though.
We shouldn't. Okay,
we got to be extreme. So here we're going to switch gears now.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to be going to break here in a second, and I'm the Cooter Bear, and who are you?
Cooter Bear?
I don't know.
You couldn't come up with something better.
We'll be back after this.
For more information, visit ghostlytalk.com.
I'd like to share a recent experience where I strongly strongly believe that I encountered a shadow person.
When I looked, it was January 5th, 2046.
I want to find an explanation for it. I want to rule it out as, you know, something that was logical.
There are many things we have yet to learn about and understand. Join us here at Supernatural Existence and learn about the many mysteries of the universe. Feel free to subscribe via any of your favorite podcast directories, including iTunes, or check us out on the Supernatural Existence website at www.globeye.com. The mysteries are waiting to be understood.
I really want to see something supernatural with my own eyes. Not hear it or think I heard it or anything like that. Actually see it with my own eyes, capture it on camera. Hear something weird or something like that.
Buddha, Vishnu, the Dalai Lama, Isis, Baal. What do all of these ancient gods have in common with each other? They're all going down. World of the Unexplained, conservative paranormal doc, big on God, big on guns. Our God can beat up your God.
UFOs? How about the occult? Are you psychic? Would you like to find out? Well, if you're intrigued by the world's curiosities and all that is paranormal, then Paralore.com is a place for you. Create your own profile, start a photo album, write a blog, or just hang out and watch countless hours worth of paranormal videos while chatting with other Paralore members. Who knows? You could win a prize or two if you're quick and brave enough. It's all here, and it's all free. Visit www.paralore.com and join today. Again, membership is free, and we know you won't be disappointed.
Paralore.com. Unlock your mind. Ghostly Talk with your hosts, Doug and Scott L.
This is Extreme Paranormal Talk Radio.
This is DP Dog
and coming at you from Warren, Michigan.
Yeah.
This doesn't work
and
at all.
And you are?
Well,
I'm the Cooter Bear
from the southern swamps of Florida.
And I'm Big Bad Montana coming at you.
Yeah.
Big Bad Montana. That really,
that really sucks.
We've lost our minds.
No, Extreme GT is not working out.
It just isn't working out. I think we should go back to the old format, which was boring. That'll work, though.
Area code 605-475-8590, followed by 555-1081 when the lady asks. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then the pound sign. That'll get you into our call-in line. I'm paying for it. You might as well use it. Jamie in Missouri says it's cold outside.
Who's Jamie?
Oh, my gosh. We met her like 80 million times.
I don't know. No offense.
From the Air Force Base.
Oh, Jamie. Okay.
From Whitman Air Force.
Jamie and my boys.
Oh, yeah.
All my boys.
All of them.
At the
right?
Air Force Base.
Everyone currently in or not in their uniform, yes. Yeah.
The men in uniform. We'll have to. Well, I'm sorry. I know Jamie.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to do that. I apologize. I will definitely, if it's cold down there, she said.
Yes. She said, because last night I said, oh my gosh, I'm in an ice storm. It's terrible. And we were texting, and she says, well, it's nice out. I'm at a party. And I'm like, well, that means if it's cold there, it's probably going to come here. So I'm not happy about that. But
well, hey, you know, what are you going to do?
I don't know.
Well, you know, what else is going on?
That's it.
That's it?
Yeah.
That's all you got for me?
Nothing else.
Yeah, Mom, what's up?
I want to get on a delay?
Yeah, we're on a delay, Mom.
Okay. What I wanted to say, and now it's going to seem stupid.
What's that?
That little Bertolini boy next to you?
Yeah, yeah.
You broke your knuckles on him one night.
Yeah, I did, Mom.
I want to hear the story. Please tell us.
Don't you remember?
I remember, Mom. I broke my knuckles on his head. I remember that. Yeah. I was a dumb kid, and I had a bad temper back in the day, and I used to, you know, we used to run our mouths at each other, and me and Philip actually had a disagreement in the playground one day. So we got into a bit of a fight, and I cracked him upside the head as hard as I could. And, I was sitting there. I remember we were in the same class together, and we're sitting there giving each other the dirty looks after, you know, recess.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sitting there like, yeah, I just kicked your butt, dude. And my hand is swelling up like a balloon at the time, right? It's getting huge. And, and the last thing I wanted to do was, like, have to leave because I hurt myself, right? But after a while, the pain was just like, you know, like thump, 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 thump. I had to go to the doctor. The doctor they x-rayed my hand, and the doctor looked at it for like a half and said, yep, it's broke. Boxer's knuckle.
Yeah, but remember what else he said?
What else did he say?
Amateur's break.
It was an amateur's break. I don't know how to fight.
Wow. We need Mom Ella.
Mom Ella, I love it when you call in.
A lot more.
I was sitting there looking at Scott's picture, and it was so funny and so cute, and when he said the name, it reminded me. That's the kid he broke his hand on.
Yeah.
Yeah,
wow.
So I wanted to call in, and I couldn't. Doug talks too fast.
I'm sorry, Mom Al.
Give the number out again slow,
it's
Doug.
605.
Yes.
475.
I'm writing it down.
8590.
Excellent.
That's pretty good.
I can give the next part.
Okay, do it, Mom Al.
555-1081, and after you're confirmed, you press pound.
Way to go, Mom Al.
All right.
Very good.
Excellent.
Very good. Yeah, me and Philip have actually, you know, we went to college together, too, in junior college.
Yeah.
Because we all went to kind of, you know, from, like, you know, all different areas and stuff like that. And I didn't live too far
from
him.
Did you ever have another, like, violent disagreement with him?
No, because he's a lot bigger now. No, Philip was cool. You know, the funniest thing about that is I went and got a cast on my arm. And the next day, I come to school with this cast on my arm.
And you had him sign it?
No, yeah, me and Philip were cool. We were totally cool. We went out and we were playing together, hanging out. It was like it never happened. It was all right. You know, and Philip's a good dude. He's really cool. He might be listening. Who knows? But, yeah, it was it really sucked. It hurt, man. It was terrible. I had a cast on for like 6 weeks. And it was, you know how if they're on there for too long, it gets gross and all that stuff. And your hand gets all weak and small. So when they pulled it off, my right hand was like just like half the size of my left hand. And it was all white and gross and stuff. So, yeah. Philip was a good guy. That was a blast from the past, too. More nostalgia tonight.
Yes. Thank you, Mom, Mom Al, for cluing us in.
Oh, you're very welcome. When I seen that and heard that, I went, oh, my God, I have to call. So you guys have a nice night.
All right, Mom.
Merry Christmas.
Mama. Merry Christmas, Mom.
Merry Christmas. Love you.
Ho, ho, ho.
Where? Oh, yeah.
I said ho, ho, ho.
Okay.
Yeah, there are three of us in the studio.
Where?
All right, Mom.
All right,
talk to you later.
Have a nice rest of the show.
We'll see you later. Bye-bye.
Bye. I love your mom, Scott.
I do, too. She's awesome.
She had to come on with that little gem, huh? Great.
Mm-hmm.
People are like, oh, this kid was a psycho growing up. What's wrong with him? Yeah, that really sucked because we were just busting heads back and forth.
Yeah.
And he'd punch me and I'd punch him, and then he got me so mad that I just went nuts and just cracked him as hard. I mean, I remember the hit, too, because it was like, I come around and rabbit punched him,
uh-huh.
And I got him right in the side of the head, like, you know, right here next to the temple and whatnot, right on my knuckles. I mean, it was a great shot, but, and, you know, it rung his bell, too, but, man, I was in so much pain after that. It sucked.
Sounds like you got the worst end of the deal.
I still have pain in his hand, too, from that, I think, too.
Really?
You know, I still get pain, yeah, and stuff like that. So, yeah, that's what happens, kids. When you fight, this is what happens to you. Now you can't do that. You see, you can't do that now, though.
No, not without
you couldn't
lawyers.
You couldn't do that now. We roughed it up a little bit, busted each other. You know, I broke my knuckles. I mean, it was ugly. And the next day, we were out playing together like nothing ever happened. It was cool. We got it out of our system. It was over with. Nowadays, you know, nobody could ever say, like, okay, I give, you win. You know what I mean? Now it's going to be, like you said, they got to bring lawyers in and parents are there fighting.
Town meeting.
I miss those days, totally. Yeah. You know, I posted up the schedule.
Yeah.
For this month.
Yeah.
And wow, I didn't really,
next week.
Wow. Oh, man.
I am so here for next week, I'm telling you.
It's going
to
be heavy.
Because you weren't going to be?
Well, it clinched it. It clinched it. Next week is ITC week.
Well, yeah, it's going to be one heck of a night. Brian's coming back. Brian Jones is coming back for half an hour. And he actually called me before the show for a few minutes and told me that he's working away. You know how Brian is. When he gets into this stuff.
Yeah.
He goes nuts, and he's like, I'm ready to go, and we're happening. This is going to be great. I can't wait to come on next week and talk to you guys some more. Brian's been on a few times, and he's part of Ghostly Talk history as far as I'm concerned.
Well, you know, the thing is I still get asked about that show.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you go down to a convention, or you're chatting on the Satan Space or anything like that, and people still ask about that show. And I still can't explain it. I do not know.
Either can I.
What happened?
Either can I.
I don't know what that was.
I think we were talking to the guys, the guys from MPI last week before you got here. I was talking to them. We were discussing something, I think, too, I was talking to about it. And, I think it was them. I'm not sure. But it was like, I can't explain that. I don't know what happened. We tried to figure out what was up with that, and we just couldn't figure out what happened. So, and we're going to be doing some experiments next week when Brian's on, so we talked about before the show. We're going to be doing a couple of experiments while he's on the air, actually, talking to us.
Excellent.
You know, I'm not saying we're trying to reproduce what happened, but it'd be really cool to see it happen again.
Well, if the other side is listening, they're invited on that show.
Yeah, they're always invited. Now, after that, though, that's from 6:30 to 7, and then 7 to 9 p.m., we're having an actual like panel discussion, ITC panel discussion, and this can go a lot of ways. It's going to be pretty wild. The people that are listed on there, the people that are going to be there is, of course...
Wow, this is absolutely incredible.
Mark Macy is going to be with us.
Yes.
Jim Hale is going to be with us, who works with Dr. Stephen Rourke, who's also going to be with us. And then our dear friend Marcus Leder is going to be here, too. So all four of those guys are going to be on the line.
Well, you know what I happen to be doing, not as we speak, because I'm, you know, not in bed, but if I were in bed, do you know what I would be doing?
I don't want to know.
Doug, you've already messed up once tonight on air. Like,
yeah.
I'm not doing it.
Yeah. I'm reading.
What day of the week is it? Let's just start with that.
Whenever I go to bed, I'm doing this.
Okay.
Yes. And
what are you doing?
I am reading The Ghost of 29 Megacycles.
Yeah. J.H. got that for you, didn't he?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. He mentioned he got a copy of that for you, too.
Can
you pass it on to me, too?
Yes.
I want to read that also.
I'm
working on Spirit Faces right now by Mark Macy. That's my book I'm working on of choice.
Well, The Ghost of 29 Megacycles is, of course, the original book. It's the one that George Meek went to the author's house and said, hey, I need you to write this book. And here's all my evidence, and here's who I am, and here's what I do. And then he researched it and wrote the book.
Wrote the book,
and I'm to the part where he's still trying to decide whether to write the book or not. Evidently, it's a book about writing the book. So far, that's what it is.
I have to check it out too. I want to read that book. I've been wanting to read it for a long time.
I think you can skip like the first three chapters or so because they don't really get to the meat of it. But you know,
coming up also, John Hutchinson's going to be back.
Wow.
That's December 16th. John Hutchinson's going to be back here. We haven't had him on the show in a long time.
No, it's been a while.
And it's going to be really great to talk to John again. John's always, you know, the first time we got to have John on the show was a complete honor for us. It still is to talk to him. But, you know, like all these dudes, like we wanted to talk to for so many years, and we finally get to talk to him. After a few minutes, it's like, wow, this guy is just so laid back and fun. I mean, we had him doing Irish people impersonations on the air one night when we were doing broadcasts with him. So, I mean, it's like crazy, dude, you know? So, John Hutchinson's going
to
be
joining us. Hey, he goes back to the lab and he, you know, cranks up the amperage and makes things float and disappear and meld into each other. Mr. Electricity. And, you know, no matter what he says on the air, he is still...
Yeah.
You know, the electric guru to me.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And what he does in the lab is just, you know, it totally boggles my mind.
Mm. Coming up on the
I'm excited we're having another prophecy night.
We're going to do another prophecy night, yeah.
Excellent. And that's our last show of the year, isn't it?
No, it isn't.
Oh, it isn't.
That's
no,
the second from last show of the year. We're going to be doing another prophecy
Sean,
night.
The wrong info.
This one's going to be a little bit more abbreviated, though. We've done them previously, I think, like all 3 hours of the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to try doing an hour and a half this time.
Okay.
And it's going to be
get your prophecy out.
It's going to be the same cast, though. Homie 3 is going to be back with us.
Excellent.
Derek White Skycloud is going to be here. Cattell, Victor Baines, Jill
Fantastic.
Dane.
Awesome.
And Scott Christensen are going to all be here on the 23rd of December to talk, so it should be pretty interesting.
2 days before Christmas?
Yeah. Hmm. We're working 2 days before Christmas. It's Christmas Eve.
It's still quite amazing because that's the time of year to have a prophecy in case they let slip something that's going to happen next year.
You are going to get really this for exciting. Christmas.
Yeah, no, I don't want to flip that. I don't want to know.
Flip and tell me what Doug bought me for Christmas.
Because you can't look at your email.
If I was really nosy, I could go look right now and know.
The last show of the year, speaking of which, I'm really excited about this. Because what I've been doing with the schedule a little bit here lately is...
I love that idea.
Yeah. I'm glad you guys are looking at this right now.
I love it.
We have a schedule.
I came up with that idea.
Well, congratulations, Doug. Very good.
Wasn't that my idea or no?
I don't know. We talked. I don't know who we talked about.
Year in review. Yeah, year in review. That's what I said.
Year in review. Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
The 30th of December, the day before.
Yeah.
New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve.
We're going to be doing the last show of the year. We're going to be doing a year in review. And what I want to do is I really want to get everybody. I want to bring people in. I want people to call in and tell us, hey, what I want to hear is like, you know, maybe your best memories of the show this year as far as 2007 is concerned. We've done a lot this year.
Oh, I like that. It'll be like a pre-New Year's Eve party.
Kind of, yeah, for Ghostly Talk.
Yeah.
And I'm really hoping I can make it.
I hope you can, too.
That's my niece's due date.
Oh, wow.
Is why I say that.
Well, you know, it's been a really, really busy year. This has been probably our busiest year yet. Every year it seems to just like chronologically get more and more ridiculous for us.
Yes.
And this year did not
what
disappoint.
What if somebody calls in and says, oh, my favorite part of this year was that you guys didn't do two shows in October. You didn't
That's fine. Whatever. Say whatever you want.
So when you're
you
not
us,
on the air is my favorite time.
That's totally cool. I can deal with that. I
mean, I'll tell them us, too.
I'm like, yeah, we have a good time taking a day off also. It's nice to have some time off and relax a little bit. Usually we're driving or something like
that. I think
that,
we
but
explained that.
Yeah.
That, you know, those are our conference weekends.
Yeah, those are the – and it's just, you know, I think we're going to be making some changes for 2008 also. Well, no, what I mean is, I mean, we're going to be going to a lot of conferences, I know, but
yes.
I think this time – this year coming up, I want to I really want to start doing some more, you know, broadcasting live from the conferences.
Oh, really?
The thing with the thing with those is, you know, it's and we've experienced.
I've got
this
that little Verizon thing.
Well, yeah, that's not the problem. The thing with that though is it's just logistics sometimes. You know, these things, these conferences can get pretty crazy at times as far as the schedule is concerned.
Yeah,
and
that's
I
true.
Hate to try to lock something in, and then when we're getting to do
schedule.
It, and then miss the schedule and have people waiting to listen to us live, and you know,
because
we're not there.
Because obviously we wouldn't be broadcasting on a Sunday, because that's usually the leaving day of a conference, the
yeah.
day everybody leaves.
Mm-hmm.
So what it would be is it would be a it would be like a Saturday night
yeah.
kind of thing,
yeah.
or Saturday afternoonish night kind of thing, and we haven't broke into that ground yet.
Yeah, it's just we're working on it. It's a matter of our work schedules and all that stuff. You know, it ties in.
But it would provide something to, you know, replay.
Yeah.
I don't,
yeah, we'll have to talk,
we'll
it
talk
over.
About
we're
that.
Having a meeting, actually, after the show tonight to discuss
oh, yes.
that stuff. So maybe we'll figure that out, too.
Yes, I'm making brownies.
But regardless, I've been trying to give us some more breathing room in the schedule, too. We had a lot of, even with all the time we had off this year, off the microphones, we had a lot of people come through this year. A lot of new guests, a lot of repeat guests. And it really, a lot of the shows were really like just, you know,
yeah.
nose to, you know, nose to rear. they were of guests, which is really cool.
I call those the parade of guests.
The parade of guests show, yeah.
Yeah, where it's just like, okay, usher them in, usher the next one on, usher, you know, it's
yeah,
just,
yeah.
seems like a parade of guests.
But they went well this year.
I think so.
I think this has been the best year so far yet as far as organizing this show.
Yeah.
And really kind of, and I'm not even going to use the stupid P word on that, but give it, you know, a more organized
PowerPoint.
Parade. PowerPoint.
Yes.
Yeah. No, to give it just a more, you know, it's a smooth running show now. We've been working
yeah.
5 years to get this show to run smooth. And it's taken some investments. It's taken some time to sit down and figure out how we do this stuff.
Yep.
And I'm really happy about how smooth things go.
It's because
sometimes,
we have positive paranormal power.
I'm
yeah, we got the PP.
We do.
PP.
And we can't stop the smile.
We
so,
can't.
So don't forget, December 30th.
Mm-hmm.
Participation show. Call
yeah.
in, tell us the best, tell us the worst, tell us everything Ghostly Talk related and paranormal related. Maybe
yeah.
somebody did something and.
And I don't think we ask too much from our listening audience ever.
And
we really
don't. This would be like a party.
Yeah.
This would be like a pre-New Year's Eve party.
Mm-hmm.
I think it would be really, really cool.
All we ask from our listeners is to participate a little bit. We don't ask for anything else. We never
right.
really have either, you know. So we'd love to hear from you guys to tell us, you know.
What are we doing right? What are
maybe,
we doing
yeah,
wrong?
Even that. Maybe
what do you
some
want
critiquing.
To hear? Yeah.
Maybe some critiquing. If you got the guts to call up.
Oh, I would love
if you got
that.
The guts to call up, do it. It's cool. As long as you keep it on a cool level where you're talking to us and we're not yelling,
yeah.
it's
yeah.
cool. We've done this in the past, right?
I would love it.
You know, I get plenty of emails saying, well, you should do
so
this,
do
you should do that. Well, okay, that's cool. No problem. You know, we're going to give you a chance to have a voice this time and tell
yeah.
us, hey, what can we improve on? Maybe we're doing something that you really
hey,
like. Tell us.
Wasn't it? Was it this year or last year we changed the intro? It was this
yeah,
year.
I think it was this year.
It
yeah.
was this year. We changed the intro
we
because
the intro?
It was
yeah.
not interactive. It was too long.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there were so many different things. And people had been telling us that for a while.
Yeah.
And, you know, and then Beth said, hey, you know. The intro, it's just like this long song. We didn't know what to expect at
yeah,
the end.
Yeah, yeah.
And
like we did today?
Yeah, kind of like we did today. That was special. It's,
yeah.
It's okay to do that. And then, you know, so I mean, we changed the intro. We do improve Ghostly Talk.
We're trying. We're trying. We're doing the best we can. So this is going to be your night to call in and tell us what you think. Friend or foe, it don't matter to us. It's cool either way.
Awesome.
But like
if
I said,
you hate me, please call in.
Put your money where your mouth is. Put your money where your mouth is, bottom line. I mean, if you want to call in here, tell us what you think. We're totally cool about that. So, yeah.
Wow.
Now we got everybody all fired up and ready to kill
us. Have we, like, thrown down the gauntlet?
I think we have.
I have, but just to the Bonnie haters.
Is it going to be a love fest or a hate fest? I can't wait to find out.
Well, it don't have to be a hate fest. It can, you know, if somebody, like I said before, if somebody wants it, has some serious critiquing, call in and do that. Wait. That's cool. As long as you keep it on a cool level.
Right.
As long as you're cool with us and you're not angry and you're not insulting or any of that stuff, then you're going to be able to stay on as long as you want. But as soon as you start screaming and yelling, we'll see you later.
I think folks who listen to the show regularly know that, you know, they see the improvements that we've made over time, and they'll know that if they have a suggestion, we do listen.
Yeah, totally.
And we're pretty fair to everybody.
Yeah. I think we really are.
And I think we show that in a big, big, big way in our second year of broadcasting. So,
yeah, definitely check that out. Yeah. I think that should be pretty interesting.
So write it down, put it on your calendars, whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 30th of December, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. The phone line's going to be wide open. And again, I want to stress that, too. We don't really ask too much from people as far as the show is concerned. We don't have the giant PayPal button on our homepage. You know, we're not begging anybody for anything.
Every single archive is completely free.
That's all. Yeah. Everything we've done since 2002.
In several different formats. You can podcast download it. You can, listen to it via the internet on, you know, in the low quality on the downloads.
Mm-hmm.
So podcast, live on two different ways or three different ways live on the radio. If you're in a radio market that we're in, on the internet, of course, through OmniSound or our own stream.
We got
the other one, or Apex.
Apex doing us, yeah.
Or any of the affiliates of those,
yeah.
Through, or you can go to the archives and download those. I think I said that already, though. That doesn't make sense.
Well, we get the point.
I'll write that down sometime.
No, we make the show as available as we can make it.
Yeah,
we make it as easy for you to get it as possible,
and it's free.
It's free. So you know what. Help us out here.
And you don't have to join the website, and you don't have to give us money per month or per year.
We don't want any of that stuff.
We don't want it. No. This is our hobby, too.
No, exactly. And that's how many times we had to answer that question. So how do you guys generate money doing this show? I'm like, we don't. We pay for it. We have a job. Our jobs finance the show, and that's what happens when you have a hobby. You lose money on it. You lose your butt on it. It's terrible. It just kills you. So thankfully, it isn't killing us yet.
Right.
And I hope it never gets to that.
I don't think it will. I hope not.
Nancy Bradley's coming up here from 7 to 8 p.m., and I had a nice conversation with her before the show here tonight. And, man, wow, this is going to be an interesting hour, I think. I don't even know where to start at, but as you can look, but
huge intro.
There's some pretty wild stuff here that Nancy wants to talk about that I find really interesting concerning ghosts and hauntings, and also psychics too, because Nancy is the celebrity psychic.
Mm-hmm.
So you know it's going to be probably a really interesting hour. So you should definitely check that out. Anybody else have anything else before we go to break? Anybody? Anything? 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 That's really great, guys. That's amazing.
This is DT Dog.
No. Oh, we got to do that again. We're going to do that again.
So good.
Live from the streets.
Oh, yeah, the streets.
Yes, the I'm streets. Broadcasting live from the streets.
We're card-carrying members of a gang.
You just blew that whole outro thing, you know?
Well, keep going.
No, I'm done. I'm done.
Oh, I'm sorry. I ruined your extreme outro. We're going to ramp it down. You want to try to ramp down?
No, that was all I could think of.
Check this out. Let's try to ramp down off of this.
Yeah.
This is something I've been working on. Let's try this. We're going to ramp down. Because that's what extreme broadcasters do, is they ramp down.
Oh, we're
going
to ramp down?
Yeah, so we'll try that. Here we go. Okay. This is the Cooter Bear.
And this is DP Dogs.
And this is Big Bad Montana.
You're listening to Ghostly Talk. See ya soon.